This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When it comes to socializing, is your battery bursting with energy or feeling drained? Do you thrive around people or do you need more alone time? It can be easy to spread yourself thin. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, strengthen your self-confidence, and much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartwisdom today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartwisdom.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell.
Welcome to the Jack Kornfield Heart Wisdom Hour. We are delighted to share with you Jack's innate common sense wisdom and his clear, open heart. If you are interested in supporting Jack's podcast, go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/Jack.
So we'll do a practice of equanimity, and equanimity is generally taught as a practice as a complement to the practices of loving kindness and compassion, because it's understood in Buddhist psychology that if we only practice loving kindness and compassion, we can mistakenly get attached to the way things are supposed to be because we love and care so much. And then we start to grasp at how it's supposed to be and struggle with the world rather than serving it. So to remedy that, the complementary practice is one of peace, equanimity of the peaceful heart. And the two actually complement or go together. So now let yourself settle in a way that's comfortable for the next 20 minutes or so. Let your eyes close gently. Let your body be at rest and at ease on this earth. So there's a sense of steadiness and presence. And take a few deeper breaths just to release whatever you're holding for the moment to become yet more present. And then begin first with a little reflection as you sit quietly. You can reflect on the fact that everything changes. Day and night, and gain and loss, and health and sickness, and breathing in and breathing out, and thoughts appear and emotions arise and pass away. The seasons turn, sorrows and pleasant events, people come into our lives for a time and then leave. Animals, nations, whole civilizations have their dance, as Shakespeare would say, on the stage of the world, and then vanish in my lifetime, the British Empire stretched across the world dissolved. The Russian Empire dissolved. All things in this vast created world have the nature of arising for a time and passing away. And you can rest in the midst of them all with a peaceful heart. So now the second reflection is to think of someone you know who has a peaceful and steady heart, who remains steady and calm, present and loving, amidst all the ups and downs. They live with a peaceful heart. And notice what it's like to be around such a person, someone whose heart is somewhat unflappable, balanced, gracious, steady amidst it all. And how beautiful it is to live with a peaceful heart. Instead of being caught up in fear and confusion and grasping and resisting, to be present for life. So you reflect on the benefits of a peaceful heart in your family, in your community, in your own body. And now picture someone that you care about, someone where there's a natural and easy care. Think of them, imagine them, this person where there's natural love or care. And sense the caring as you see them in your mind's eye, feel them in your memory, in your image of them. And then wish them well, wish that they might have a peaceful heart. As you gaze at them inwardly, these kind of wishes. May you see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. And here you know that they, like everyone, goes through struggles and difficulties and joys and success and problems. May you be steady and balanced amidst it all. May you live with a caring and peaceful heart. As if you could surround them with a sense of the vastness of time and space, the turning of the seasons. May you see the arising and passing of all things in life with equanimity and balance. You're reminding them this is possible. May you be steady and balanced amidst it all. May you live with a caring and peaceful heart. Now let yourself imagine that this person, this loved one, person you care about, gazes back at you and wishes the same for you. May you too see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. They wish it for you. And with all the struggles and hopes and plans and successes and failures, they gaze at you. May you be steady and balanced amidst it all. May you live with a caring and peaceful heart. And you take this in, recite it, these well-wishing for yourself. May I see the arising and passing of all things in life with equanimity and balance. May I be steady and balanced amidst it all. May I live with a caring and peaceful heart. And let the sense of balance and equanimity expand like space to become vast, like the sky itself. These words appear and disappear. The feelings and thoughts arise and pass, all held in a vast space of stillness and peace, silence. And now let yourself remember certain emotions that have been difficult in these past days. Worries, upset, frustration, boredom, anger. Pick one. And as you remember the emotion and its difficulty, let it show itself and let it open as wide as it wants to fill the vastness with frustration or disappointment or anger or fear. Let it get as big as it wants. Give it space. If it's sadness, vast sadness. Frustration, huge frustration. And then notice when you allow experiences to expand wider and broader and become vast, they begin to dissipate, become translucent and transparent. They lose their power. They become like a wave in the ocean or a cloud in the sky that arises for a time and then passes away. You're now entering the space of vastness. Openness. And in vastness, may I see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance, spacious, gracious. May I be steady and balanced amidst it all. And may I live with a caring and peaceful heart. Now choose someone in your life, another person, to whom it would be a blessing to remind them of inner peace. Picture them. And as if you could surround them with blessings, a vision of stillness and peace. May you see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. You're reminding them, may you be steady and balanced amidst it all. And may you live with a caring and peaceful heart. And feel yourself now inhabiting equanimity and balance, the peaceful heart, and the vastness of space. You become the wise one, the Buddha herself, himself. Resting in a peaceful heart amidst it all. And now let it expand further, imagining that the field of equanimity and peace extends from you in every direction, and that beings everywhere are held in this vast open space of peace and stillness, even for a moment, wherever they are. Remembering that they too can see the arising and passing of all things with balance and equanimity. Remembering that they too can live with a caring and peaceful heart. Here you are, seated on this earth, halfway between heaven and earth in this human incarnation. And you take your seat with dignity and courage and the kind of graciousness of the king or queen on the throne. You take your seat as the Buddha that you are under your tree of enlightenment. And in tonight's meditation, let us invite and inspire and invoke the spirit of compassion, the great heart of compassion. Compassion, it said, is the quivering of the heart, the tenderness of the heart when it encounters suffering in ourselves or in the beings around us, because we can't help but vibrate with all those around us. And it said that for the circle of compassion to flow, it requires the care for those suffering around us. But that circle must include one other being, yourself. So let's begin in that space. And as you feel yourself seated here, allow the field of tenderness of heart, care and compassion to arise. Let yourself feel your own body and all that's been carrying through the pandemic, through these weeks and months, all that it's been carrying in your family and your work, and even more now, all that it's carrying with the protest and upheaval and the pain in the culture around. All this lands in our bodies, whoever we are. And bring a compassionate attention to your body just now. Wrapping your whole body with its joys and its tightness, its longings and its love, as if you could hold a child who is frightened or exhausted and weary, weeping, struggling in some way, who'd gone through a lot. And you hold your body tenderly and say, thank you. Thank you for carrying so much. And as you offer a tenderness and a love to your own body, you can invite it to soften, to be held in loving awareness. To open. Thank you to your body, and notice how the compassionate, kind attention invites little by little an ease. And you can say to your body, I'm okay for now. You can relax. You can rest just here. Thank you for all you do. I'm okay. Now let your compassionate heart open further and picture or think of or remember one or two people that you really care about, where there's a natural love. It might be someone in your family or a dear friend. And as you picture them and feel the care you have for them, picture this maybe one person to start with. Feel your love. Let yourself also become aware of the measure of sorrows or tears, the struggles in their life, as in all human lives. Everyone has their struggles. And as you see and sense their struggles, wrap them too, their body and heart and mind in compassion. May you be held in compassion. And may you hold yourself with tenderness, compassion, mercy, forgiveness. May you hold yourself with kindness. As if your heart could extend and hold them. Picture them as a child, which they were. A day that they were exhausted, worried, struggling. How naturally you would reach out, put an arm around them. That child of the spirit, that beautiful child of the spirit is still in them. And even as a strong adult, that tenderness and innocence also lives in them. May you be held in compassion. All your beauty, all your gifts, all your struggles. May your sorrows and struggles be eased. May you live with a peaceful heart. And willingly open the great heart of compassion, breathing in and out. Letting the tears and the sorrows of all touch your heart as you breathe in. And breathing out compassion and love. A courageous love, a strength of compassion. That extends into the warp and warp and woof of the whole fabric of our society, of our human family. And as you open your heart to humanity, the ocean of tears and unbearable beauty, rest in the seat of the awakened ones. You become the Buddha. You become Guan Yin, the goddess of infinite compassion, who gazes out on the world with the medicine of love. the medicine of peace. And you extend this from your heart in every direction like a beacon, like a lighthouse. You see the tears and the beauty, you feel them. And you are the awakened one, holding it all in the vast, timeless, loving awareness. This is your home. This is who you really are. So I want to add that these kind of guided meditations, equanimity, loving kindness practice, compassion, forgiveness practice, they're called practices rather than perfect. So you don't want to use them to judge yourself. For some, this might have been a beautiful reminder, an invitation of the peaceful heart. For others, it might not have worked so well, for various reasons. And if that's true, not a problem. It's one of 108 different kinds of meditation that we could teach just from this tradition alone. You could practice with your breath. You could practice listening to sounds. You could do a scan of your body. You could do the heart practices of joy or well-being, so many other practices. So this is one, if it worked for you, to use or explore, find what language in it, what images helped you to settle into a peaceful heart. And if it was not the right practice, to say thank you and let it go and go back to the practices that you know serve you best.